This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a gas pipeline explosion at a mosque in Bangladesh outside the capital, Dhaka. 13 people were killed, 30 others are reported injured. The blast occurred as worshippers were about to end their prayers. Fire service officials believe the blast was caused by a gas leak. Dozens of victims were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Those who died reportedly included a child. Authorities said gas that accumulated in the mosque likely triggered the explosion. Authorities have begun an investigation. People across Lebanon observed a moment of silence to mark 1 month since the port explosion that devastated large parts of Beirut and claimed close to 200 lives. Rescue workers, meanwhile, continue digging through the wreckage of a building, searching for a possible survivor, a hope fed by a possible pulse signal detected this week. It is thought to be extremely unlikely anyone will be found alive at this late date. There is a stark prediction that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus will reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that fatalities could soar to 3,000 per day in December. The modeling comes from the University of Washington's Health Institute. The other side of the prediction, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore masks, but in fact, the use of masks appears to be declining. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. In Argentina, six members of the national rugby team have tested positive for COVID-19. The country's rugby union says all six are asymptomatic and have been placed in isolation. The announcement casts strong doubts on whether the four-nation rugby championship will take place. Involved are Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.